digital packets, the vote was 1-no. So I saw.
Okay, so with the corrections on page 3 and the corrections on page 5, any other corrections?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda with the needed corrections.
Second.
Okay, question, please, Al.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Maria?
Yes.
Brad?
Yes.
Okay, under reports, Krista?
Raw fish tax for February was $53,363.98. Sales tax revenue for the year is $84,035.36. Our bank balance for February was $4,827,412.78. I included an expenditure and revenue guideline with a detailed check register.
Any questions for Krista? Thanks, Krista. Any questions for Krista? Council have any comments? Okay. Hearing none. Thanks, Krista. Okay. Well, Andy and I did travel to Juneau on the 16th. Actually, I went down on the 16th of March. And I'll let Andy fill in some of our meeting experiences down there. I'll let him fill that in. I stayed there for 3 days in Juneau, went to Seattle for a week and a half, met with Chris Arnhem. We did go over a couple of items that affect the city in this budget. We did talk about the payment of taxes with the amount agreed upon. We've come up to an agreement that we'll be submitting a pay request in May, and they were fine with that. We did discuss a little bit about the paving project, the upcoming paving project for the airport road. Informing me that they may have a couple of small projects that could happen if ours goes through. So I did meet with Peter Pan Seafoods the same week. They showed interest in a couple of paving projects. If it falls within their scope of work also at this period of time. And we had an engineering firm here last week. Dennis, wish you was with those guys too also. So maybe you might be able to fill us in a little bit in your report, right?
Yeah.
And our harbor, as you notice, is in the final stages of being completed. We're working with design company, the managing firm, and the design firm as far as rectifying some of the issues that we have in the harbor, especially with our floats being off alignment. We're talking about the billets. Mostly just having problems with the billets, and once we get that taken care of, we'll be submitting, hopefully getting a bid from Pacific Pile on the cost for this to finish this project. So once we get that completed, we'll be speaking, we'll be talking to our attorney legal counsel, and we'll get that taken care of. Andy might have a little bit more to talk on in his report. Repairs in a new harbor have been completed by McGowan. He's coming back again to do a final walkthrough. We do have an electrical issue that we're trying to identify with Art down there. I'll let him talk a little bit about that. Met with Mike Leshkin at the Swampsea meeting. Didn't get to see him in Juneau, but he did agree to extend the wording in our harbor grant to include the upline electrical rebuild. So we're working with Puffin Electric to complete this project this summer. Dennis will be leaving Friday. He's been with us for 2 years. We appreciate Dennis' dedication and hard work for the city. I want to thank him for his long time here, and I wish him well in his next job. And Alan Hill will be replacing him. He is coming in, I believe, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. He'll be in tomorrow night, and he'll be here for as long as three months at the latest is what he said, yeah. What he told me. And we have a couple of applicants in our file right now. We're hoping to get a couple more before we start the interview process. With that, Andy?
Yes, sir. Well, the mayor touched on one of the major harbor issues, and that's the floats that are still not floating correctly. They're tilting or listing. And as he said, URS, the design engineer of record, came out last month about this time, last council meeting, and determined how many flotation billets it would take to fix the harbor. And they said they needed an additional 75 to 80, which is a huge amount of flotation billets compared to how many were originally put in. So we've discussed this with the city attorney about what our course of action should be. You know, it's the analogy we've used a few times is ordering a table, and when you get it and it's all wobbly and tilty, the cover grass, you need to pay more to make sure it's flat. That just seems wrong, and it's not something we want to sign off on. So what the procedure is that we have to go through is URS and sent the new specs to the contractor, Pacific Pile, about how many billets are needed. Pacific Pile will then determine, you know, the price of those billets, mob costs, labor, things like that. Give that to R&M, the construction management team, because that's what our go-through person is in this contract, and they determine what the price is. We'll give that information to the city attorney, and then he'll craft our answer to this, because like I said, it's not a cost we feel like we should have been paying. It's you get a new harbor, it should be level. But we're waiting on that cost, and I just emailed them this morning to see if the pile is the final cost. You'll see in the table here in the report where we are with the latest contract totals and how much the city's been billed. The total harbor contract cost, when you've taken all contracts, is about $9.5 million. And so far, we've been billed $9.36 million, approximately. So there's just a little bit of money remaining for Pacific Pile, R&M, URS, about $163,000. So the state grant obviously provides 50% of that cost, and with the latest change orders, that's going to be $4.76 million. I also have a grant amendment in from Mr. Luxon and Martin that I mentioned earlier, and he'll increase the grant amount again to incorporate some of these latest things like the electric and a few odds and ends we bought for the harbor ladders and things like that. I have a pay request waiting for him, and then we'll have another one at the very end when we do finally sign off on the harbor. Mayor said that, we were able to include the Uplands electrical work as part of the state grant, so that'll be moving forward this summer. That would be a nice addition. With the road rehab, like you said, that Shannon Wilson, the geotech company, was out a couple weeks ago. But I haven't heard anything new from HDR, the design firm. I haven't spoken to them in a couple of weeks. I imagine they're just incorporating all the latest data. The mayor and I did go to Juneau a couple of weeks ago, and it was a good meeting with the lobbyist and the Southwest delegation, legislators, some agency people. I think one of the most promising meetings we had was with the DOT Commissioner Kemp, and as we were describing what our CAPSIS request was, capital project request was, to rehabilitate the dock for $1.5 million. And as he was flipping through the booklet, looking at the pictures and reading the story, he just said, I'm not interested in a Band-Aid, and we need to do something that's meaningful for communities and find a 40-year, 50-year solution. So he talked about replacing the structure and not just putting $1 million or $1.5 million into it. Last week, I spoke to a federal agency, the EDA. They did some of the new harbor work, funded that. They'd be interested in helping out with the dock, too, if they need to. So that's promising news. The commissioner said he would consider putting it in his FY 15 capital requests. We met with some DOT engineers. That sounded promising, but we'll see where all this goes. So we may be looking at slapping some timbers and things on it for a couple of years while they get the full funding. But if it comes to a replacement, that's good too. The dot. Spoken to TDX Power a couple times because they had a new president, and he was out here a couple months ago in Sandpoint. It's the first trip he made out. Just kind of checking things out, meeting with Art, looking at the wind turbines, seeing what the facilities are like here, maybe what future projects could happen in Sandpoint. And I haven't met with him since he came out, but I intend to do that when I return next week. See if we can have a good relationship now that they have a new team in there. We'll see if we can start things off right. Tell Alaska sent us a quote to rewire City Hall on both phone and internet. And that, from what I've been talking to the police department, the administration, it's something that's needed. Sometimes phone wires and things get mixed up. I met with Rasmussen Foundation to see about a technology grant to fund this, but the projects they do for grants is for community facilities like a teen center or a library or a clinic. So the thinking was, as I was talking to the gentleman, the grants manager, was maybe we could look at our maintenance needs or our repair needs or facilities upgrades for those facilities, use Rasmussen money for those projects, and then the money displaced from that we could put into rewiring the building. So that's something I was thinking of. I was talking to Ken about how much money we're already putting into the teen center and how much work he's getting there, and so we may be able to come up with a good amount and apply for a grant. And then I met with our health insurance broker a couple weeks ago, and he was in Anchorage, and really learn the true cost of what we're paying for insurance premiums. It's about $310,000 a year. And we'll have new estimates rolling out in May. So he and I were discussing with the new Affordable Care Act, health exchanges. There's a lot of things that are up in the air now about how the health insurance marketplace is looking these days. But we both agree that we need to find some sort of solution, maybe be a little bit creative in how we can find a way to lower the city's costs and also offer health coverage to employees, or make sure that employees still have health coverage. We may find another solution that involves stipends to cover the cost of premiums that can be bought on these exchanges. We're still working out those details, but I know several companies in Anchorage are looking to do that. So there's going to be some examples of what others are doing. And I'm going to pay attention to that and see if we can't try to reverse that large number. the workshop today, we went over the FY13 audit, and we'll talk about that later. But I've reached out to BDO and Newhouse and Vogler to get a couple quotes for the current year's audit, which would start in July or August. And as part of that, too, I met with a couple CPAs and encouraged to see about assisting with the audit. We had a lot that went into it this last fiscal year. And also see if we can get some training for Krista and Curtis and the finance folks in the office. It would be good to have some sort of regular training, not just a couple days here and there about audit preparation, but really something meaningful and a little bit longer lasting. And I'll talk to the mayor about this, and Chris and I will discuss this tomorrow. City website. We're still working on that. The administration, Officer Livingston's been very helpful with that. Metals recycling, Ronnie Moore is out in Unalaska, and he's been doing all the metal and junk cleanup. I don't know. And I spoke to Chris Laddick, city manager of Unalaska. I spoke to him this morning, and he said this guy's done a fantastic job out there. He's cleaned up everything he said he would do. He's making, different pads, the landfill, everything look really nice. So Mr. Moore was supposed to be out today, but the weather in Alaska was not cooperating. He couldn't make it out on Grant, but he's going to come out Thursday and take a look around town for a day or two and see where the hot spots are for junk and metal, and maybe see if we can work something out. And lastly, I will be gone for about a week or so. Well, out of the office, I'll still be on phone and all stuff about the end of April, you know, for family reasons, but I'll be in contact with the mayor during that time.
Thanks, Andy. We did talk about the recycling, if it works out. We did talk about the possibility. He said, you know, maybe some costs and maybe coming here or something. But those are some issues that the council can look at as far as what might want bringing this company here to collect all of our antiques and metals and pieces we have around. Might be worth the demo cost. I mean, just getting him here, I think he might be on his way south that So it might be some, not a lot of money, but I'm sure there'll be something.
We'll see what he has. The city manager in Alaska said they paid his mob cost in a contract with the city. And I don't know if that was coming from Florida or where, but if he's coming from Alaska to here,
should be.
He said he'd share the contract with us too. And I said, well, okay. Well, if it comes to that, we'll have something to look at if we want to go down that road.
Okay, and then in next month's meeting in April, we'll teleconference Andy from the end of the year. Okay, thanks, Andy. Any comments for Andy or questions? Thanks, Andy. Chief,
well,
welcome back
from the airport, so I apologize for not having any specific statistics for you, but I'll double bore you next month, I promise. Make up ground. So I have been in touch with the department on a regular basis. I know we've been very busy with both the jail and police work and been able to keep up. We have three officers on the island now. We had a short period where just two were here, so we're grateful to have three. It makes a big difference in the amount of hours we can invest proactively on the road, so we'll continue to focus there. And Officer Tupper, who's out, will be back in a week, and he'll be back to full force.
Okay.
Look forward to giving you the good information next month.
Okay. All right, thanks. Okay, thanks, Chief. Any comments? Questions? Advice? Okay. Okay, Dennis.
I won't be doing the Aspire one, but it's a little bit also into the public works. You guys were doing some ditching. They did continue to work on the Shumigan pad, which we're still at a standstill on some of the pots to move to dress it up to get it finished. Cleaned out the guardrails, you notice on the way down to the airport, which needed. We're doing some grading. That building finally going into the landfill, they got rid of. Did some snow removal and they sanded some roads, which I'll say it again, you know, the crusher needs to be running because Lucky didn't even have an injury this year. So we need to get big trouble. Big trouble. Of course, they had to rebuild the ram on the garbage truck. That was a cheap fix. And then the grader, you know, we were thinking it was going to be a $30,000 fix. It ended up being about a $1,000 fix, so that was good. They did the test holes to the airport. From what I got and tell the officials, it wasn't looking that good for price-wise, I think. Don't quote me on that, but I think there's going to be a lift involved but I don't know what the engineer will have the report. I'm not sure when. But.
And just since you're talking about lift, you're talking about surface lift on the road itself.
Yeah, because the right under the asphalt now is saturated.
Okay.
You know, that's the count. The road is 17 years old. Usually you don't have a pave for 17 years without doing something to it. And nothing has just been done like this.
Because we did talk about that with an engineering firm. They said that most likely with the money that we have in store for resurfacing the road, that there probably is like a 4-inch lift that may have to go on top, and that's probably what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. And then this month I tried to find the shut off on the trailer court side of the footbridge. The print showed there was a valve. I wasted a day, so there wasn't a valve, so I think the valve got taken out in between when Dave left the first time and I got on the first time because we've never taken it out. So there should be a valve there, but there isn't. All the stuff for The puddle of water on the new floats will be on the boat this week. That was kind of, you know, about probably about 10,000. They're continuing to train Vasily. He's coming along good. My last day is on Friday. Alan will be here tomorrow evening. What he's got on here, same old landfill. Like I said, the landfill truck is no more, which I'll say it again. Incinerator. I know Dave's got that on the docket, so that's going to be pretty intensive. And that's pretty much it. He did order a new black gold furnace. That should be in the next couple weeks. And other than that, that should be it. Anybody's got any questions?
Any questions or comments for Dennis? Okay, Dennis, thank you. Morning.
Thank you. Good evening. Very short, fast report. The new engine or the replacement engine for the travel lift is on this boat. It should be here Thursday or Friday. And you guys have touched on my boat already, but they were here and I walked up. Float down there with Jack McFarland. He was happy with what he saw. They were here and gone. Just a minor repair that Dan McGone has to make. He's going to fly out with the pieces that he needs to complete the water system at the harbor. It was more busted than he realized when he showed up here. And Thunder Plumbing completed their installment of the water systems in the harbor now, just up to the city. And Dennis touched on that, the vaults for the water system and the backflow valves are arriving maybe next week. Puffin Electric was here. Mark, I think, was going to be here this evening also on the plane. I don't know if he showed up. But he's coming out again. He's got more work to do. But he was here, checked out all the meters, and made sure they worked, and they all are working. For a time, they weren't working. I don't know what was wrong. But the power went out one night, and then when the power came on the next day or the day after that, the meters started working. I don't know, it might have been a surge. And Art, he was at the New Harbor yesterday. We were checking on the power, and there is bad power over there. I don't know if it's still leaking or bleeding off or whatever into the water, but some of the brackets that hold the water, the fire suppression system in the New Harbor, are getting eaten up pretty bad. They're acting like animals. And there was a couple instances where people got a tingle or a shock or from trying to plug into power down at the New Harbor. I don't know if it's still bad or not. I didn't try plugging anything in. I probably won't. Pacific Pile, the barges left today. And I've been watching them on the AIS. They're bucking over toward Wedge Cape or Cape Wedge or something, so they're going to have a nice ride. And that's about all I have to report.
Okay, and then just to follow up on Mooney's comment on the repair work in the New Harbor, especially the power portion of it, he did memo me a response from his office, and the findings that both are found, especially with that default leg in the harbor that we did. I did email that and pass that on to Jack McFarland, ASMI, just for, you know, documenting that so they'll at least have a copy of it when he comes in before the city or the Lucianese Bureau to sign the repair work off that in Mooney's memo that we never had an issue before the accident in the harbor. So hopefully maybe this will be a default leak or something. It'll be something simple to fix. I'm hoping that's what the case is. But I did send a memo to him from with your guys. With your
excuse me. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Nothing? Council?
Okay, hearing ordinances and resolutions. We have ordinance 20. Oh, I'm sorry. Dennis, yeah.
I just wanted to add, which I forgot to, if you notice, you drive out down by the water plant, it kind of looks way different now.
Oh.
The footbridge is gone. I really didn't want to take it out, but it was too much of a
liability.
Liability way. It was broke. you know, they wanted the culvert taken out. I mean, that could be a thing. But what's in there now is just the culvert and two casings. The motors are gone. Pumps are gone. The walkway is gone.
So we don't really use that invest for nothing anymore. It's just
no, I mean, it's just before something's got a culvert in the middle of the
right
reservoir. But I mean, but it's gone now. So,
and how much
it
of
looks kind of different, but yeah.
Yeah, the chief made a comment on it. Hey, something's missing. I didn't even notice until he pointed it out.
As long as I can remember.
So, you know, maybe we can look at that culvert and,
yeah,
and get the crane
up
there.
That's all that's left, but it is all gone.
Okay.
Now.
All right, thanks. Okay. Yeah, that was a big liability factor. I've seen people getting out there fishing out there, but it lasted as long as it did. Okay, ordinance 2014-04, financial disclosure statement. This is the second reading. I need a motion to get this ordinance on the floor for discussion.
I'll move 2014-04 to the floor.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to get this on the floor. Dan?
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Ellen?
Yes.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to open it to the public. Is there any public comments on this motion? I mean, this ordinance, pardon me. Hearing none from the public, we'll close that portion. Before we get a motion to adopt, any council comments? Andy, did you have anything to add to it at all?
No, sir. Just stemming from this ordinance, there is a form, disclosure form, that the city clerk has, and that's what elected officials will fill out. It's based on something that the Elizabeth Borough developed their own short form. So this is what the city has to do for disclosure.
Okay. All right.
And also, for the first, it passed the form due this first year on May 15th, and then subsequently all other years, April 15th. Just need a little bit of lead time for the
okay.
first year.
We know we need clarification for that. Thank you. All right. Council have any other comments to make on that? Motion to adopt.
Make a motion to adopt ordinance 2014-04.
Second.
Move to second. Question, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
All right, ordinance 2014-05, the FY14 budget revision. This is the second reading. Need a motion to get it on the floor. Discussion.
I'll make a motion to put ordinance 1405 on the floor for second reading.
Second.
Okay, this time we'll open it for public comment. Is there any public comment on the budget revision? Hearing none, we'll close that portion and open it for council comment. Any council comment on ordinance 1405? I know we did go over it lengthy at the workshop today, so Red.
So I'm looking at this first page here, and I know we've talked about the bingo fund lots of times. Did you guys have discussion about, because I see the revenue and the expenditures, which expenditures are more than the revenue.
Yes, so indeed. Yes.
Did you have any discussion about?
Yes, we did discuss it a little bit, and Andy, basically, maybe you might want to recap couple of comments that was made as far as the bingo fund actually zeroing itself out. I mean, that was in the workshop today.
Yeah, well, for this, we didn't change anything. We didn't change anything for this current year's budget, so I can't really speak to why it was budgeted to have a loss. I guess it is what it is, but we did discuss it at length when the auditor was on the phone at the workshop today talking about the previous year's audit. And some council members had some idea and discussed with Krista ways to maybe turn it around, but based on when we were looking at the projected budget and then kind of the reality where we are today, we didn't change anything just because the revenues and expenses are sort of tracking that way. And we don't bridge even on it, so that.
I thought they said we did break even last year.
Yeah. Oh, just about, but
on the report, we did break even.
Yeah, but if we're looking at this year's FY14 budget, when we looked at, I mean, we may end up.
No, I think there was.
We didn't change.
We didn't change anything because we needed to figure out what we're going to do with it.
This was my only question. Yeah. I just wanted to.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments? I need a motion to adopt the FY14 budget revision 2014-05.
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance 1405.
Second.
Question, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Brad?
Yes.
Ellen?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 2014-06, the Robert E. Galvin Small Boat Harbor Electrical Service, first substitute, second reading. Need a motion to get that on the floor for discussion?
I'll move ordinance 2014-06.
I'll second.
Okay, motion is on the floor for discussion. We'll open the public at this time for discussion. The public have any discussion, comments on the proposed ordinance for the small Robert E. Galvin Small Boat Harbor Electrical Service? Hearing none, we'll close that portion, open it for council comments.
I have a question. You were talking about the dry storage users. Who would that be?
The Uplands?
Well, it's storage just says dry storage. I was just wondering if that was going to be the warehouse loggers, or you're talking about boats that are pulled out for. Okay.
Yeah, we can. If we need to reword that to make it more sense, we can. Just what the attorney back then.
Well, it would have to somehow apply across the board if there's going to be power in the buildings. I don't know how you're going to do that, but I mean, I think with Pantera, I think, was a flatline storage in a boat. We can't eat the power for a plate in the building. I mean, that's going to have to be prorated somehow, too.
And we did discuss that portion of the Upland storage, and that has to do with the pedestals and the reading too, because there will be a user fee actual time. I mean, if you want to use it for, we did discuss this, if you want to use it for 30 minutes, you know, you're going to have will there be a hookup fee for it for 20 minutes, or will you use 20 minutes of the meter time? I mean, that's kind of, this sets the base for that, because we talked about that during the workshop, and I think the flat fee you said was a fair fee.
And I think Jack was just talking about the blue warehouses. There's power in there. People are using power in there. Who paid that bill?
That bill, Krista, do you have a copy of the blue warehouse bill?
Is that building?
Yeah. I mean, as far as tenants?
When I was on the council before, see, there's no plug-in. It's just a light switch in each of them. So I think it's in with the lease. You're talking about the blue building.
Yes. There are a couple plugins, I think, in the one building.
Well, in the one, but I think the city owned them. I think when we discussed it, when I was a council member, there would be no plugins in the locker. It's just a light switch for the light.
Yeah.
Plugins were on the outside.
Well, when they have their several, since over in the Dead of Salmon Derby, they're plugged into my light in my locker.
Because they're not in all
because
of them.
There's none on the outside walls.
And there's none in all of the lockers. There's only plugins in a select few lockers, right?
I don't know. You're always in the bar all the time. You put a socket in the floor.
Yeah.
And you're using that.
Yeah, well,
I won't get the charge for that.
No, that's, and Shirley and I was just looking at it. It shows the monthly charge for the net shed down there. It was $190, I believe. And I think for the users that are using the shed right now, until we get this rate established, and that's kind of what we're doing right now, is establishing a rate for the harbor. So this would hopefully include that. So, and that's everybody's charge that has a locker in there, their charge for that. And that will also fall in if I need to be corrected, Andy, we think about the new gear shed that will be wired also, there will also be power available in there, but that would be under this program we have.
Well, there was not discussions, and Mooney probably chimed in here, there's not discussions, or isn't it designed to have pedestals down there near the gear shed?
It would
that
be,
building.
Yeah.
But there will be some electrical work done down there. But as far as, but like, we're starting to mix two different things.
Well, what,
because that will come next month. Yeah. Actually, if we pass this, then this will also be part of Title 11 Harbor Uplands.
Right. Well, kind of what I'm saying is that if we make plugins available in there, then it's a different story. I mean, if it's just lighting, the lighting is in the charge that we have for the lockers and the renters that rent out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
But until we start making electricity available to the users, then we'd have to come back and readdress that building.
Yeah, and I haven't been out of the building to see what that situation is there. But it's not part of the current design with Puffin to have pedestals or meters down there,
and
so we'll have to think about that.
And those are things that we can address later, but it's not designed the way it is right now. It's just designed to wire to have less electricity to turn the lights on for the folks that are using and renting the locker space.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Yes, Jack?
So being so we're on the second reading.
Pardon?
It's kind of too late to change the wording right now, isn't it?
Well, for that, yeah, I mean, that's...
This we can just declare our intent, Karen, but... Well, to me, I mean, dry storage isn't... I mean, that's not... I mean, I don't know. I guess we can just determine that now to be the pad and address the other later.
I think this read here, on the first page, electrical service is also available for dry storage users. That's just to set up a further ordinance that's going to incorporate the Uplands electrical into this code. So what happened is Title 11 Harbor Code gets updated, and there's this new section 11.40.075, and then at the end there will be another section for we have the in-harbor electrical, and then at the end there will be another section that will probably be an ordinance
that was
next month, and that would be the Uplands.
Yes, and that was our discussion at the meeting, and I could repeat that when we were just there, that part of that discussion, that it would be continued.
Yeah, and that won't even be completed until later this summer. So actually, the timing would be pretty good, but we have some time to work out how that's going to look.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Any other further discussion on the on ordinance 14-06. Motion to adopt.
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance 2014-06.
Second.
Question, please. Yeah.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Brant?
Yes.
Okay, under new business, FY 13 audit results. Andy, you want to tackle that?
Yeah. The actual auditor did a pretty good, thorough job earlier in the workshop today, but maybe I can get some of our highlights that we'll put down. When they did the audit, they had to make a few changes and adjustments to journal entries. I think that's the lingo they use. They did determine that we have a bit of a weakness in the internal control, and that's with reconciliations, but those things were fixed in the auditing process, worked with the city to do that, so they determined that the city's audit and its financial statements are, I forget the word she used, but acceptable pretty much to accounting standards. But she didn't know that something we'll want to do is work better on doing timely reconciliations and working out some of the issues with our accounting software, the way some things are recorded and noted. But as I said earlier, the report, that's something we're going to work on and try to get a little bit of training, and then that way the audit preparation for next year's audit is a little less painful and won't take as long. So I think we can get there. One thing the auditor noted is on page 13 with the enterprise funds, she just walked the city council, walked us all through that, bingo, the harbor, to refuse, and water, and sewer, and kind of where things look with our enterprise funds. As Kristen noted earlier with bingo, revenues and expenses, we're just about right with the year when you count in the state PERS relief. But over the long haul, the city has a total net loss, and that's the case in a few of these different funds. The boat harbor is in pretty good shape, though. Refuge is a little worse. Water and sewer is the worst, and a lot of that is the capital assets involved with that. We had to do a big advance from the general fund of almost $1 million last year to the water and sewer fund, and that's what sort of is eating into the city's savings, which she noted on page 32, stand at about, we ended FY13 at about $1.6 million in cash. But again, $1 million of that was the million dollar transfer to water and sewer eats into that. So as she said, there are some things that we have three choices to rectify something like that. It's to raise rates, to cut costs wherever we can, or to subsidize it through the general fund. And that's what we did for this current fiscal year. But we'll have to look at ways that we can cut costs, raise rates, a combination of the two, hopefully just one. But when things are old and they need a lot of repair, there's only certain things, so much you can do. I think that.
And that's what it is. It's just old, it's manual misstatement.
Yeah.
And most of that expenditure is probably misstatement costs. Because I was just looking and I was trying to calculate it in my head. I'm thinking, boy, our biggest pay item is going to be electricity. And that would be a grand total of what? $70. Just for the pump house, it would be $70,000 power. And it's still not that far off from the old plant. I think they pay about $3,000 in the old water plant, but I understand that it is more.
I know council has recognition of comments in the past before when Paul was here and we talked about, and just with the auditors, of course, how to
to rectify the problem that we have with water and sewer. And of course, we did talk about raising rates, but we opted not to, and the best thing that we could do was to subsidize from the general fund. And that's what you all basically said, is that we could subsidize, because we talked about that today. And I think that's the direction that we took, and we've been doing that for the last year. Well, this is last year, right?
Because like you said, if it stays where it's at from the last, it should, some of the costs should slowly start to come down, because, you know, I'm doing half of the water when I got here. That's huge.
And I think that's a big portion of it, that you can, you know, use less, right? And it uses less.
From in the 90s, I'm even using less than in the 90s.
Of course, during the workshop, we did discuss some other issues about, you know, alternate power, and those are some issues that we'll be looking at as far as this program goes. Andy, you have any more comments on that?
No, that's pretty. She also hit on the bingo, gaming things that the city could do there, and I think we're all aware or well aware of those. Alan made the comment issues are not new, and we even had a discussion about things that we can do to turn that around. And I think some of those changes have been instituted for this fiscal year, which I didn't know about, so we'll see how they go.
I was doing some math on, you know, our 1% sales tax increase in January. That 1% increase brought us $20,809. In February, it was $21,008. So that's, you know, effectively $20,000 a month. Now, if that continues throughout, you know, the next 12 months, or the 12 months, that would be $240,000. Then you add the pilot that you so aptly went after and got. So even still, the number we're looking at for our deficit from water and sewer and refuse collection, the boat harbor came pretty close. It shows 1,022 in the hole, right? But it's pretty close. But it's 498, 246. So even still, the sales tax increase and the pilot, although most of that probably you could effectively say goes to the harbor bond. And the harbor bond's not in this audit here. Now that we're still coming up short. We still got to look at ways to either cut costs or raise revenue, one of the two. And still, you can't stop listening to Jack over here.
Right. Those are some topics that we council needs to discuss, because it's a reality. But all these additives that we have as far as the tax raise, the pilot agreement, and possibly, I wouldn't say rate increases, but I think that there's something council will have to be looking at in the future. Especially once we get to the end of June and we start the new year out, that'll give us at least a better track on what we're doing at the end. And I think the numbers in the end will help us out. I'm hoping that it will. Because our activity starts pretty heavily in about the end of May, and it goes on all the way into the fall, and that's got to do a lot with sales tax too. So I'm hoping that, and the price of product is up, so hopefully we'll see that impact our deficit. And maybe the numbers will be better for us, and as Andy gets further involved and is more comfortable, you know, just getting more involved with what's going on, he'll have a better handle on it, and there'll be some creative ideas coming out to where we can actually address some of these issues.
Didn't we just do our rate increase in the harbor too? Is that already reflected in this year, or will we have to wait till the fiscal end of the year to see how that works out for the harbor? Didn't we just do that?
Or
was that a year ago?
Yeah.
That was a couple of years ago.
Really?
More.
You can tell I don't look at my bill.
It was right after I got on.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay. So, yeah, well, we're still running behind. So.
Right, and then as the harbor comes in to full swing, I think we'll be able to at least, you know, maybe move in that direction and find out just what we need to do, because Andy and I talked about that several times, and Paul Day and I talked about that also, as the harbor, with the new harbor, that there will be some
We're looking around the state.
$200,000 in the hole that people owe us for Down Harbor.
And we're dealing with some of those issues. Yes, so we passed an ordinance, so we're.
Yeah, we're slowly trying to get, but it's like $200,000. We're not.
And we'll get caught up. We'll get caught up with it.
But yeah, even at that, we got to work on the saving. I mean, we got to work on making ourselves leaner and more efficient.
Better down
there. Anyway, that's the reality of it. But I think we're moving forward in a positive direction, and we'll just continue monitoring this as we move forward.
Oh, well, Mr. Mayor, how about the? I was looking at shit sheet. Pardon my language, but. You know, there are boats that are in the harbor that have stalls that are using the stalls, and they are, you know, they owe quite a bit of money to the city for stall fees. And, you know, I know an instance where this one person had a sailboat in, I don't know, it was in California or something, and he got delinquent on his payments, and they kicked him out of the harbor. Is there anything that the city has that, to say, if you don't pay your harbor fees and you're laying at a stall, that we can kick you out of the harbor?
I believe there is in our ordinance, yes.
Okay, that's all I need to know. That's
new one. Ordinance and stuff about delinquent boats. Can we see all those now?
Yes, we did pass that ordinance. That ordinance went through. That gives us additional language to actually implement this program. So we feel that what we've accomplished in passing that ordinance, it will give us the two necessary tools that we need to move forward. And hopefully everybody will comply, and we'll just be at the end of the day, we'll all be happy, and the accounts will be paid.
Yeah.
And I think Danny, as far as Danny goes, we're going to have issues with some accounts down there that just will, you know, those boats come there. Yeah, they've been abandoned, and it's just.
But we
accounts.
Can auction them off. I think.
That's really a little
bit. We can go to small claims for them and stuff. I mean, this is $200,000 is just astronomical.
And that's.
I mean, that's.
But that's been in the books for some time.
It's going to stay there for some time unless we do something.
Well, we passed an ordinance. The council has passed an ordinance that gives us tools to address these issues. So I think the council is moving in the right direction to give us the necessary tools we need. And we'll implement those.
Some of them are in collections, but they don't care. Whatsoever.
Andy, did you have anything?
Oh, we're looking in code, and there is a fee, $100 per month fee to connect to an electrical outlet in the Upland storage area. So there is something in the books. To
okay.
Sure.
Okay. So we're in the audit results. We went to the harbor. So now we're back into the 13 audit results. So we pretty much, Andy, you pretty much through with the. Council have any more comments to make on the FY13 audit results? Hearing none, we'll move forward to the 2014 community cleanup donation request. Shannon, you want to tackle that?
I'm requesting $1,000, same as the donation request from last year. This year's cleanup week will be April 28th to May 2nd. Ending Friday, May 2nd, with a barbecue at the school. Laura will do our prize drawings. And if you guys have any input how you guys would like to see the cleanup be this year, suggestions, which days, which areas to clean up, what would be the suggestions?
Helpful.
The side roads, Jen. The side roads a lot of times seem to get missed. I noticed it like up by the store, right across there, along the graveyard fence is a huge mess, and then in the ditches. Well, did we do 5 days last year? Was it the whole week?
We didn't do it with the school last year.
Right. Is it a, is there a way maybe we could talk to the school about maybe having a 2-day or, a, you know, have 2 days of cleanup at the school? I mean, during that last week of school, just watch the time anyway. May as well be productive. Just so we could get more areas cleaned up, you know, with the kids. I mean, it's not that hard to take kids out in the middle of the afternoon. Me and Jeremy cleaned up every single afternoon the whole week.
Last year, though, we had to not even do it with them because they would not take a day every day. They're just like, nope, we're busy that day, we're busy that day, we're busy that day. But hopefully, since we're doing it earlier, that they might have.
May 2nd, huh? That's the...
Well, we're doing it at the end of... That we're doing it the whole week.
No, I was...
The 28th, the 2nd, the 2nd is...
I was looking at my school calendar. May 2nd is our last day of school.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, because of the sequestration, we had to close early. So the 2nd is our last day of school. That's why I was looking at
second,
the date.
There probably won't be anybody in town anyway, and kids, because Tustamina shows up on the 1st.
I think we need a big community calendar where everybody can go in and fill in the dates, because, oh my goodness.
But what about the following?
So much conflict.
What about,
they have graduation
that week.
Graduation. That's why we did it with just the community last year.
Graduation's the 9th.
Or Sean?
Made a schedule yet.
Or maybe a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I mean, then
well,
that's
we're doing it that
early
week, but I mean, we could do it the barbecue differently.
I don't know. I just think more than one day with the school kids, I think that we could get more more participation, and then also a better cleanup, like more of the areas that get cleaned up, because a lot of people's
well, they can do it any days they want, and we could still do the barbecue any day. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but if we don't have something set, I think it'd be hard to... Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying we can have them pick it 2 different days.
Okay, well, what?
No, the school's very hard to communicate with.
I had my kids pick up garbage around our building last week.
The school did too,
or the week before.
Garbage.
Yeah. Okay, well, what we'll do is that we'll, the council wants to approve this donation request, and then maybe Shannon, you can, you guys get together and come up with a date that you think will fit everybody.
We can talk to the school again. I have no problem.
I read it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve the donation to the community cleanup for $1,000.
Yeah.
Question, please.
Shirley?
Yes.